This is Wildlife on Squidding with my mom.
So, everyone, I wanted to share with you why I've been so silent on social media and on this podcast and what happened in the last months. I basically traveled a lot with my son and I didn't feel the urge maybe to record any more episodes because I think I'm not that talented, first of all. This podcast was more like therapy for myself. And I know for a lot of people who were listening, that was the case for you guys as well. It's some kind of therapy to relieve you from like anxiety around unschooling or expectations or anything around this topic. I know that we talked about deschooling and so on and so on and so on. And I think the last couple of months, maybe especially the last 8 months, were really deeply about unschooling, deschooling for myself. So we have been to Egypt and Portugal and Mexico. And yeah, it was just mind-blowing, to be honest. And I really wanted to spend my time only with my son. I also quit my job. Not that this is a smart decision, but I just couldn't do it anymore. I felt so drained. And I have an awesome job. I cannot complain at all. My job is perfect. I have the perfect team, the perfect boss. It's incredible. These people are just incredible. And what they're doing is incredible as well. But I felt like I really want to focus on my son because he's 13 now. And very soon he will be orientating himself in another way, like looking outside and... Yeah, the mommy time is almost over, I guess. So I wanted to really enjoy the last couple of months only with my son and traveling. So Egypt was mind-blowing. I really need to say it changed me as a person so much. It changed me as a mom and it changed my son as well. It was really nice to really discover humanity's history firsthand, like being there, seeing the propaganda, seeing the truth, and just living there for a couple of weeks and just vibing. And the food, the food, I love the food. So, but I figured out Egypt is nothing like long term for me, nor for my son. And I need to say, Portugal was so fucking boring. I've had like the system took over the whole country. I used to spend a lot of time, like maybe 20 years ago, with my best friend in Portugal. And it was so free. And this is why I came back somehow to feel that freedom again. But there's nothing left of that. I've been to the same village where I spent my time as a teenager. It was nothing left. I didn't even recognize the town or the village. Yeah, completely impossible. So, yeah, I think we spent a couple of weeks there and then we moved on to Mexico with our dogs. That was an adventure, I need to say. But we just fell in love with Mexico. The first second was just love at first sight, really. We love it here, the freedom. This is exactly what we've been looking for. And I just felt the calling to just enjoy my life, to eat so many tacos I can fit and to explore nature, the jungle where we are here. It's beautiful. We are living in the middle of the jungle, but close to a very small, beautiful town. So, yeah, we found friends here and we found a little like unschooling project. I don't call it unschooling project, but it is basically unschooling. And it's fucking beautiful. So there are Maya kids and Mexican kids. And my son is the only white kid in this project. But I feel like he's really fitting in. And yeah, so this is some adventure I wasn't prepared for the healing that would take place in Mexico for both of us. I don't even have words to describe it. It was a very deep healing journey from radical detox, like we've never detoxed like this before. It was so deep. It was It was already like, it was also spiritual. It wasn't only for the body. It was a really intense. So I spent the last couple of weeks earning my money with random unschooling and Bitcoin workshops. And that was really eye-opening for me because I'm way better in unschooling workshops and coaching or Bitcoin unschooling coaching than I am in podcasting. So I'm very sorry, guys. I recorded so many episodes and now I feel like I'm really not good at this and I don't want to have this.
Yeah. Zwei.
Oh, I'm about to have pizza. Awesome. Yeah, so Mexico, this was all about healing for us, healing on so many levels. I didn't even know this was possible. So this is why I didn't have the inspiration or time or anything to be on Noster or to record an episode. But what I can recommend you is the Unschooling podcast. It is in German, but they will have a translation soon from the People for People project, Jackie. We recorded an episode for her podcast, for my podcast. So deep dive into this project because it's international. It is really, really hardcore unschooling and it's just a beautiful project. So the last couple of weeks I've been working for them, editing their podcast. This is why I know this is a very solid, really awesome podcast. And what about the healing in Mexico? I had a really deep DMT experience. I didn't even know I wanted to take DMT, but we went to a wellness center basically to go ice bath, to have an ice bath and these kind of things. And I saw there, okay, they have different kinds of experiences like Kambo and Bufo. And I didn't know anything about Kambo or Bufo because... I have no experience with these kind of things. So I did Kambo first and I thought like, wow, this was so relieving, like spiritually, physically, emotionally. It was just these three little dots with the venom of this poisonous frog and you just vomit a lot or not so much. And the shaman can see if you're healthy or what is wrong with you. And yeah, basically after all the detoxing and healing, this Kambo session was like showing me there's nothing wrong anymore with my body. Everything's in perfect order. I'm really deeply cleaned and I felt that way as well. It was an awesome experience. And then I had this voice in my head, yeah, just try Bufo. It's just like a 20-minute trip. So why don't you take Bufo? And I was like, dude, I'm going to listen to that voice in my head, but I wasn't prepared to what would happen. Insane. So now I know for sure that all the things I was thinking that were true are really true about the universe, our connection and God and all these things. And yeah, that just made me whole, I would say. I want to do it again. So a very awesome experience. So... Mexico is all about living in flow here, I think, really. It's all about living in flow and just enjoying that flow without having, like, in the back of my head, like, oh, I need to post a Noster, oh, I need to record an episode, oh, I need to do this or that or this and that. But I felt like the last couple of days, I really want to go back to be in contact with the Bitcoin and unschooling community. But for different reasons now, I guess. So what I really want to do is while I wait on inspiration for what I really want or should be producing for that world, because I still have no clue what I'm good at or what I want to do or what I should be doing or could be doing or whatever be doing. I think in this meantime, I really would like to open up this podcast. So if anyone wants to join my team, and I don't know, get there in front of the microphone, interview people, or I don't know, bring in any kind of new ideas. I was thinking about maybe about like weekly or daily takes on unschooling, but then I thought like it's so boring maybe. I don't know what you guys need that you are listening to that podcast. I don't know if you feel like the therapy part of this podcast is over and maybe we can do some more creative things altogether. Or I don't know. We could have community calls, or I don't know, maybe you just reach out to me on Noster or Telegram and you tell me what you need. And if you want to take, to be part of that journey, maybe even, or bring some inspiration or whatever, share whatever comes to your mind when I talk about this. And yeah, I would love to open this up and to have more creative input in all of this. I think that's it. That's a very short episode because it's not an episode at all. But yeah, I didn't want to leave you guys hanging, wondering why the fuck this bitch is not talking anymore. Why the fuck that bitch is not recording anymore? Because here I am. Yo creo que está cerrado.
Ya.
Creo que sí.
Pero sigue saliendo el agua.
¿Sí? ¿Verdad? Okay.
Voy a ir al baño.
All right, dear listeners, please reach out to me. Let me know if you want to be part of that podcast. Let me know what your inspiration is, what you need and what you want. And yeah, I would like to hear from you, really. And maybe I will start posting on Noster again, so reach out to me on Noster if you want. There is a Linktree link in the podcast description. And there it says, Unschooling Coaching, text me. So please text me, even if it's not about the unschooling coaching, but about the podcast in general. I'm really grateful for all of you, I need to say. It has been an awesome journey. And it doesn't need to end here, but it could be ending here. So let's see what ideas come up and inspiration come up. And let's see where it's leading us. Have a really good day. Big hug. And I hope to hear you soon.